This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, hour number two. It flies by here. I try and make radio exciting. I try and make it compelling. I try and tell you the truth, the raw truth, and nothing but the truth about what's going on out there. The sponsor, by the way, of this hour of the show is Cenogenics. They're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, a proven scientific approach to healthy eating, healthy diet, healthy exercise, healthy vitamins, all the things you need to change your life. It is the new year, and that is New Year's resolution time, and the average person goes to some stupid gym for like a week or a day or a month, and then they quit, and that's the end of it. And I changed my life with Cenogenics, and by the way, we proved it the other day. It's not just that my blood tests are great, and all the things that were wrong with me have been either completely reversed or substantially reversed. But on top of that, we actually went in for a fitness test. If you weren't with me last week, I went in last, I think it was Thursday, if I remember correctly, at the end of the week. And I took the fitness test where they put you, attach you to an oxygen mask, and they attach you to a heart monitor, and then they ask you to go at 100 miles an hour on a bike, and then they keep giving more and more, more and more resistance on the bike, and they see where you wind up to the point of failure. And they did that 6 months ago, and they tried it again last Thursday, and I've improved by 60%, just under 60%, a smidge under, almost 60%, just an incredible difference on a scale of 1 to whatever it is. I was 15 when I went in there the first time 6 months ago, and I was 25 this time, so it's this dramatic, dramatic increase in my oxygenation of my body and in my fitness level and my ability to go to the point of, go against resistance to the point of failure. I'm 57 years old, and I improved 60% from the age of 56 to the age of 57. That's pretty freaking amazing. And I'm not exactly a world-class workout guy. They've got me doing it only 30 minutes a day. Sometimes they go 35. That's about the extent of my workouts nowadays. So I cut my workouts down from an hour and a half, 2 hours a day to 30 minutes, gave myself an extra hour every day to make money, and wound up with a 60% better or so, just under 60% better performance for my body. So, and my blood tests are great, and I look great, I feel great. Everyone who watches me on Newsmax TV says they know I look great. Now we've proved it. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. They are the sponsor of the show, Cenogenics, 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com, Cenogenics.com. All right, so I told you I'd continue with this article about the great American blue state exodus, the story of a great wave of miserable humanity fleeing oppressive regimes to find a better life. And we're not talking about Central Americans or Mexicans. We're talking about Americans fleeing the Northeast to settle in the South and the Southwest. Not the West anymore, by the way, because nobody's running to California. But perhaps the least appealing of these unappealing states is New Jersey, or as we say back east, New Jersey. New York's mentally challenged cousin, New Jersey, witnessed the largest exodus of any American state in 2018, according to a report in the New York Post. The Empire State itself wasn't far behind. The Post quotes United Van Lines, the company that conducted the survey, as stating, the Northeast region continues to see more residents leaving than moving in, with 57% of all moves within the Northeast being outbound, meaning they're getting the hell out of there. Census figures show in 2016 and 17, every state in the Northeast and upper Midwest, with the exceptions of Maine and Minnesota, saw a net loss of population. So where are they all fleeing to? The South, the Southwest, and the Pacific Northwest were the regions that saw population growth. The time has come, perhaps, to talk about tighter controls on migration. Many of those who flee the socialist regions of New England, New York, Maryland, New Jersey, and so on. They didn't mention Illinois. Maybe trying to evade the high taxes and soul-crushing cultures, but they carry with them, like tuberculosis, their democratic values and spread this infection in their new homes. This is why the wonderful state of Virginia is now barely recognizable as a southern state, and North Carolina is going down the same dismal road. The Mason-Dixon line has been breached, but it's not too late to build that wall. The rest of the South can still be saved, and the caravans from Trenton and Albany can be diverted across the Midwest to Colorado and New Mexico. Let them cross the desert. It may give them a more sympathetic view of the founders of Israel, after all. The moral of the story for those fleeing the Northeast and California to settle in other states, as well as for those who escape Central America to come to the U.S., is this. Leave your freaking flags behind. Leave your old habits behind. And most of all, leave behind the stupid values which made the places you were leaving so unbearable to begin with. Those of us who are already here in places to which you are fleeing do not have to accommodate you or your way of life. It is you who must conform to our values. Well, look, that's a nice article, but it's not true because we don't have to conform to their values. They don't have to conform to our values, sadly. They're proving it every day when they come to places like Nevada to ruin them, and they come to Colorado and ruin it. And they come to New Mexico and ruin it, and they're coming to Texas and ruining it, and they tried to ruin Florida. I mean, Republicans swept pretty much every office in Florida. Every office they swept by like, 12 votes out of several million cast. It was the closest election you've ever seen. So, I mean, they just keep coming and coming, and they keep passing new stupid laws. Even though Republicans won, they voted for in Florida. Felons can now vote in the next election. That's 1.5 million new Democrats. How are you going to overcome that? The only way you can overcome it is if 1.4999 of the 1.5 million Democrats, felons, just doesn't bother to vote. And that may happen. But if even a couple hundred thousand of them vote, you're not going to overcome them and win elections. So it's getting very, very, very hard. And speaking of frauds, liberal frauds, Vatican City cheered the 60th anniversary of the murderous Castro communist regime. Vatican News, and this is all because of Pope Francis, he's a real commie. Vatican News celebrated the 60th anniversary of the evil and murderous Castro regime. The credible estimates of Castro regime's death toll runs from 35,000 to 141,000, with a medium of 73,000 people they murdered. Do you understand, America, no one even gets that. No one has ever thought of, like, you're a Republican, and if Democrats get in control, they'll murder Wayne Root. I mean, nobody kills you for your political views in the United States of America unless you're Seth Rich or Andrew Breitbart. But other than that, and a few victims of the Clintons, maybe, supposedly, allegedly, nobody actually gets killed for their political views in the United States. But in Cuba, they murdered an average, from credible source, an average of 73,000 human beings who aren't on this earth anymore. And the Vatican is celebrating that. The Vatican News website paid tribute to Cuba on the 60th anniversary of the Communist Revolution in a post that was quickly deleted. The Communist Island Nation marked the occasion with celebrations on New Year's Day, while several leftist Latin American leaders tweeted their best wishes. The socialist despot president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, tweeted, "We commemorate the anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution led by Commander Fidel Castro, 60 years of sacrifices, struggles, and blockades. There is the heroic Cuban people, an example of resistance and dignity to the world. Long live Cuba." Wow. And what they put, the Post reportedly read from the Vatican, "The historic anniversary was celebrated with an official ceremony which the former head of state and leader of Cuban Communist Party, Raul Castro, and the current president of the nation, Miguel Diaz-Canel, participated. The post was apparently deleted, but not before some appalled readers captured it." One Twitter user wrote, "The Vatican page published a tribute to the 60 years of the Cuban monarchy. They erased it within a few hours, but we're faster." In any case, that's what you've got going on today with morons like the Pope. And I don't say that lightly, because obviously I want to respect the Catholic religion. I want to respect everything the Pope stands for. But this Pope is a terrible person. This Pope is a communist. This Pope wants the world to be infected with refugees. He wants every Western civilization to open up their gates and their walls. He wants to build bridges, not walls. But he's got the biggest wall in the world and the world's largest private army guarding the Vatican. I mean, you talk about hypocrites. How does anyone not laugh at this guy? It's unbelievable. And that's why President Trump said today, he accused the liberal media of becoming crazed lunatics who have given up on truth. And by the way, that would be, this is why the liberal media is so dumb. If you don't broadcast President Trump's message tomorrow, fireside chat, if you don't broadcast that, then you're proving him right. Don't you get that? He's got an address to the nation about a national security emergency on the border, and you're not going to allow his message to get out? Then you've proven yourselves to be communists and corrupt slime. The Trump economy sets new records every day. Trump foreign policy saw major wins in Korea, Syria, and NATO. American workers are happy and making money again after the horrible 8 years of Obama. But rather than focus on the president's many successes, the liberal media continues to attack this Republican president with every breath. On Monday morning, President Trump dropped a truth bomb on the liberal media. With all the success that our country's having, including the just-released jobs numbers, which were off the charts, Fox News and totally dishonest media concerning me and my presidency have never been worse. Many have become crazed lunatics who have given up on the truth. The fake news will knowingly lie and demean in order to make the tremendous success of the Trump administration and me look as bad as possible. They use non-existent sources and write stories that are total fiction. Our country's doing well, yet this is a sad day in America. I agree. Bravo, bravo. When you get back, we'll talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She doesn't have a D next to her name. She should have a... Well, she does have a D. You could call it dunce. I was going to say an M for moron. I for ignorant. I for idiot. S for stupid. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She says people are more concerned about being factually correct than about being morally right. Yeah, Alexandria, generally facts do matter. We know that communists like you make things up left and right, but generally, facts do matter. Unless President Trump says something that isn't factual, and then they say, oh my God, he said something non-factual. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wow. D for dunce. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if you're new, your resolution is to be healthier. Take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. line. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
War now! Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And, of course, they are my third hour on USA Radio as simulcast by Newsmax TV. I've turned my radio show into a national TV show. And it's a hit national TV show on the fast-growing cable news network in America. I've got the hottest show. And, of course, it's on at 8 o'clock, which is the main primetime, 8 o'clock Eastern, main primetime show on Newsmax TV. And I've got Bill O'Reilly on three nights a week. And of course, I've got my raw Trump-like truth. So it's no surprise I've got the hottest show and one of the hottest shows in the country. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 60 million homes as of December. 80 million in this first quarter will be reaching. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity has just joined all of their 30 million cable homes. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. Encourage them to make you happy. You could switch to DirecTV, you could switch to Dish TV. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and Newsmax TV will connect you instantly to your cable system anywhere in the country where you live, and you get to complain to them that you want them to pick up Newsmax TV or get a switch, and it's all free. 844-500-6397. 844, toll-free, 500-6397. They'll connect you while you're on the line. 844-500-6397. Tell them you demand your Wayne Allen Root. They've got to pick up Newsmax TV. All right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just can't stop quoting this woman because she is just like a little five-year-old person. Not a gal. It has nothing to do with being a woman. She's like a five-year-old idiot of either gender. It doesn't matter whether she's a man or a woman. People are more concerned about being factually correct than about being morally right, she says. She's just a commie. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, commie, New York, dodged questions about her fuzzy math for misstating statistics about Pentagon spending in a 60-minute interview that aired Sunday. One of the criticisms about you is that your math is fuzzy, said Anderson Cooper. Isn't it nice that 60 Minutes is letting Anderson Cooper do the interview? Hey, did anybody ever think about the fact that every interview of Trump is conducted by someone very liberal who's out to destroy him and catch him in a trap? And when did someone conservative get a chance to ask really tough questions of Obama? Tell me how many times that happened. So you're sicking Anderson Cooper on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Really? Anderson Cooper, another commie, another drunk on the air. And you're going to let the guy who does rockin' New Year's Eve or whatever the hell it's called for CNN. The Washington Post awarded you four Pinocchios for misstating statistics about Pentagon spending, he asked. And she said, there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than being morally right. Yes, she really said that, but being factually correct is important, Anderson Cooper replied. Ocasio-Cortez then deflected and claimed her clumsy mistake is not the same thing about President Trump as President Trump lying about immigrants. She also called President Trump a racist during her 60 Minutes interview. However, she offered no evidence. It's unbelievable. You're just dealing with terrible people. And speaking of terrible people, Democrats caught running a second false flag internet campaign during the Alabama Senate race. Nobody's talking about this. Corrupt Democrats ran a Facebook smear campaign against Judge Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate race in 2017, and Facebook allowed it. Democratic activists took what Russia did on a minute scale in the 2016 election and ramped it up times a thousand. Russia spent $6,000 in the last 6 weeks of the 2016 campaign on ads. Russia spent only $4,600, as I've reported in the past, by the way, on Google ads in the 16 campaign. The Russian influence in the 16 election was so tiny, it's one of the biggest lies by the left in this century. Right? But meanwhile, Democrats took this Russian model and ramped it up times a million to go against Judge Roy Moore. Facebook allowed it to happen. LinkedIn billionaire Reid Hoffman was a top funder of the deception. The same hacks who ran this deceptive campaign against Judge Roy Moore are the same people who wrote the junk Russia interference report for the U.S. Senate. The same people. Now this, liberals ran a fake online campaign during the Alabama Senate race linking Judge Roy Moore to a fake ban on liquor in the state. The group was able to amass 4.6 million followers on Facebook. They spent serious money, likely at Facebook's support, for their criminal actions. A new report by the New York Times reveals an online campaign meant to look like a push by Moore's Republican supporters to ban drinking alcohol in the state was really the creation of progressive Democrats looking to frighten moderates into opposing Moore. The Dry Alabama campaign resulted in Facebook posts getting 4.6 million views and videos promoting the false flag message receiving 430,000 views. Wow, and this is reported in the New York Times. Such tactics are perfectly legal under current campaign laws, but even those involved with the Dry Alabama campaign appear to acknowledge this could and should change. The law has clearly not caught up with social media, said the consultant who handled the Facebook ad spending for Dry Alabama. Based on current laws, Becker said, I don't think anything this group did crossed any lines. So Russia fixed the election, but you defeated Roy Moore, and it doesn't matter.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is considering declaring a national emergency for border wall funding. Pence and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will brief the House tomorrow before the president's scheduled primetime address on border security. Hector Garza is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He tells Fox News what a physical barrier will do along our Mexico border.
Now, the border wall, the physical barriers, it's just one factor of the border security package. We do know that by building a border wall, a physical barrier, we will have additional infrastructure, we'll have access roads to properly secure the border.
Amazon is passing Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company. At the end of today's trading session, Amazon had a value of $797 billion, while Microsoft was worth $783 billion. The Dow was up 93 points today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
I like it, Chris. I like the new music, all of it today. All good stuff. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very creative. Good stuff for me. Good stuff for the show. War Now. Liberty Health Share, Liberty Health Care, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Wait, I got it right the first time. Why am I getting confused? The ability to get health care with Liberty Health Share. That's right. It's not Liberty Health Care. It's Liberty Health Share. I should know. I've been with them 3 years, and they've been sponsoring the show for almost the entire 3 years. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be your most practical economic choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. And we saved $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two, and we'll save $18,000 this year. When you add it together, that's $54,000 over 3 years. Anybody out there use an extra $54,000? I'll bet you can. Plus, they reimbursed me $2,000 of a $2,500 dental bill. Plus, I went to a urologist and an eye doctor in December just for checkups I hadn't done in years, and there was no copay. They didn't charge me a dime. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. And by the way, I went to both doctors because they're the two top doctors in Las Vegas, top eye doctor and top urologist, and I didn't check with either one of them whether they took Liberty Health Share. I just walked in and showed them my card, and I figured they probably didn't, and I would just pay it, because when you're saving $18,000 a year, you know, it's okay to spend $100 on a medical visit once a year. And so I thought, that's no problem. I'm going to take it out of my pocket. That's the least you could do when you're saving all this money. You just have to understand that you got to spend it on your own pocket occasionally on a doctor. And they both took it, and they both said, there's no copay. You're done. It's paid for by Liberty. I said, okay. For more information, call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. You got to check it out. I wouldn't put my kids with them unless it was fantastic. 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Regain control of your health care costs. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 855-58-LIBERTY or lightyourliberty.com. We've got our guest here, Hans von Spakovsky. He is the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's the authority on civil rights, civil justice, the First Amendment, and immigration. And it's great to have him with us. Hi, Hans. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Did I do good pronouncing your name this time?
You did great.
I'd love somebody to say that name five times fast.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't think it's possible either, but it's cool. At least you have a memorable name. That's a good thing. So I asked Andrew Paul, who's my producer of this show and my booker of all the guests on the show, and I asked him to get me a great lawyer to discuss the idea that I gave to President Trump back in November. I was the guy who wrote the column, the newspaper column that's nationally syndicated. My column goes all over the country through Creator Syndicate, and I wrote that President Trump will never get the money from Congress, certainly not the money he needs to actually build the wall. He might get a billion here or a billion there, but he's never getting the $25 billion he needs. You got to go over Congress's head. You've got to use executive order to declare a national security emergency, and you got to take the money out of the military budget. And then I asked my buddy, who's great friends with Trump, to literally hand-deliver the message to the president, whereupon he literally put it in his breast pocket and said, I love everything Wayne Root writes. I'm going to read it as soon as I get back to my quarters. You know, he's at Mar-a-Lago. I'll read it. I promise you. I love Wayne's stuff. And then I also had it sent by several members of his inner circle directly to the president's desk. And so I know he saw it, and now he's talking about it, which is declaring a national security emergency and taking the money from the military budget. And I also said in a speech at the Wyoming GOP in November, I said when I read this column, Hans, that I know it'll go right to court. I know the Ninth District will knock it out. It'll get to the Supreme Court. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. But eventually, you got a 50-50 shot, and it's better than waiting for Congress. So I guess the question I'm asking you as a brilliant lawyer who understands issues like this, what is the legality of what Wayne Root proposed to the president, which President Trump is now thinking of doing, using executive order to declare a national security emergency and grabbing the money from the military budget or some other budget of some other agency so that the wall gets funded?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I think you are absolutely correct that there's no way the Democrats will ever agree to give him any money for the wall, because we should all remember, about a year ago, he offered them all the stuff they wanted. You know, he offered to give amnesty to over 2 million illegal aliens, including all the DACA people. And in exchange, he wanted, among other things, funding for the wall, and the Democrats still turned him down. On the legality of it, a lot of people probably don't know this, but there's this little-known law passed by Congress in 1976. It's called the National Emergencies Act. And it lays out the procedures for the president to declare a national emergency and to use basically the authority under that statute to then act. If he can find funds inside the Justice Department, and remember, DOD, particularly since 9/11, has had all kinds of appropriations for what they call contingency funds. And those are funds that aren't subject to the procedural limits on discretionary spending and congressional budget resolutions, et cetera. And the whole point of them is, yeah, they're there for contingencies in national security areas. I mean, to give you a quick example of this, if the United States was attacked, the president wouldn't have to wait for Congress to pass a specific appropriations bill for the president to order the military and therefore the spending of a whole lot of money to repel that attack. And I think under this 1976 law, yeah, he's got the ability to do that as long as he can find the money inside DOD somewhere.
All right, good. Well, that makes me feel great because I'm no lawyer. I just play one on TV and radio. And I really do. I am the face and the voice for lawyer ads for the last 15 years on TV in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. So I play a lawyer on TV, but I'm not a lawyer. I was pre-law at Columbia. And I just thought many other presidents have used executive orders to do things that maybe Congress wouldn't do or that others would find unconstitutional. And President Trump should go ahead and try the same thing and see what the Supreme Court says. He's got a 50-50 shot. It's better than waiting for Congress. I'm glad I came up with that idea. I hope I had a small part in convincing him to do it. And it's good to have you on to talk about it. We've got another issue, though, I want to cover with you. Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation, one of my favorite groups in the world. I quote them nonstop. You guys are fantastic. And I want to talk about the Democrats' legal basis for impeaching President Trump. As far as I could see, and of course I'm prejudiced, I'm biased, I love Trump, and I think he's doing a great job. They're trying to impeach him for, like, spitting on the sidewalk or jaywalking or driving 66 in a 65 zone. I'm not saying that everything he does is perfect. Maybe he did do something that was a little bit off here or there, but it's all minor compared to the stuff that Hillary did and Obama did, and yet nobody went after them for anything. So it seems to me like it's ridiculous, and you're never going to be able to impeach President Trump, at least for the stuff they've got on the table now. But you're the lawyer. What say you?
No, I agree again. Look, if you look at Section 4 of Article 2 of the Constitution, what it says is that the president can be impeached for conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, the president has not been convicted of treason. He hasn't been convicted of bribery. And there are no other federal crimes. No one has produced any evidence that he has violated any other federal crimes. So there's no basis for impeachment. Now, Wayne, you and I both know impeachment is a political act, not a legal act governed by the usual rules in the courts. But they don't have a basis for it. Look, the only reason they want to impeach him is because they don't like him and they don't like his policies. But as for the actual commission of any crimes, there's no evidence that that has happened.
Right. I mean, the insanity of Congressman Brad Sherman, who used to be my congressman when I lived in Malibu, California. He represents Malibu and the People's Republic of Santa Monica, very ultra-left area, as we called them, the People's Communist Republic of Malibu and Santa Monica. And on the first hour of the first day back, he's filing articles of impeachment against President Trump for the crime, I guess he thinks, of firing the FBI chief. But unless I'm crazy, Hans, any president, just like a CEO, could fire anybody he wants, especially in a right to work state like Nevada, I was a CEO with 100 employees for many years, 10 years. I could fire whoever I want. If I wake up on the bad side of the bed, I could fire everyone in my office. I don't have to give you a reason. Well, he's the president. He's a lot more important than me, a CEO of 100 lousy employees. You know, he represents 340 million people. He's the king of the world. He's the free world's leader. He could fire anybody he wants, doesn't even have to give you a reason. So how could you impeach him for firing a government employee?
Well, you can't. In fact, that shows how this particular congressman is completely ignorant of the Constitution. The president under the Constitution is head of the executive branch. He has the right to appoint political appointees, including the head of the FBI, who is a political appointee. And there are numerous court cases, including some very old ones, from the past where Congress tried to limit the ability of the president to terminate or fire executive branch employees, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, sorry, you can't do that under the Constitution. Political appointees serve at the pleasure of the president, and he can terminate them for any reason or no reason at any time, including the head of the FBI.
All right, thank you for coming on. We want a legal expert. We got one, Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, authority on civil rights, civil justice, the First Amendment, and immigration. And we love the Heritage Foundation, and we thank you, Hans, for coming on. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Happy New Year to all of you. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I enjoy getting emails. Keep them coming. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Dan Crenshaw, who's a Republican congressperson, freshman Republican congressperson from Texas, slams Hank Johnson, who's a Democrat, seven-term congressman from Georgia, a black Democratic congressman from Georgia. Not that that matters, but it's kind of interesting because he's black and he made a point of comparing Trump to Adolf Hitler. I think that's interesting. And I think there is some reason to mention race in that situation. How would he like it if I was white and compared Obama to Adolf Hitler? If I compared Obama to Idi Amin? I don't know. If I compared Obama to Stalin? In any case, I thought it was just a terrible thing to do. And Dan Crenshaw, the Republican congressman, slams Hank Johnson, not only for comparing Trump to Hitler, but for trashing Trump supporters as drug addicts and alcoholics. Hey, here's the deal, Hank Johnson. My name is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've never drank alcohol in my life, and I've never done a drug in my life. Never done cocaine, never done marijuana, never put a marijuana cigarette to my mouth, never ate cookies laced with pot. I've never done marijuana in my life or any other drug. And I've never been drunk. I've never drank in my life. And yet you're telling me Trump supporters are drug addicts and alcoholics. I went to 100 Tea Party rallies, all of which I was the speaker at, by the way. And at every single one of them, the crowd was the biggest salt of the earth, the greatest salt of the earth people you've ever met in your lifetime. You'll never meet greater people. They were all military vets wearing their hats and their shirts to brag about loving America and being patriots. They're not drunks. They're not alcoholics. They're the exact opposite of that. So it's just a horrible thing to do. He said that Donald Trump supporters are older, less educated, less prosperous. They're dying early. Their lifespans are decreasing. Many are dying from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, or simply a broken heart caused by economic despair. Well, there is some truth to that, by the way. They've got economic despair because you're a bunch of communists in the Democratic Party, and you've raped us all. That's why they have economic despair. It isn't because Republicans did anything to them. Not that I'm a big fan fan of establishment Rhino Republicans, but having said that, Republicans are always for slightly lower taxes. That's my criticism, by the way. They're not for really lower taxes. They're only for slightly lower taxes. They're not for really lower regulations. They're for slightly lower regulations. They don't really want to repeal Obamacare. If Republicans have their way, they'd keep Obamacare, but they'd make it a little less insidious in all our lives and a little less government run. They're not for no government or limited government. They're for a little bit less government. So I'm not a big fan of Republicans either, because I want no government or as little as possible. I'm not an anarchist, so I want government when it comes to military and police. But I mean as little government as possible, I believe in, and as little power over the people as possible, I believe in. That's not what most Republican rhinos believe in. But having said that, the reality is Republicans just don't make my life much worse. They make it a little worse. Democrats make it much worse. So if there is an epidemic of drugs and alcohol and suicide among white Republicans, it's because the Democratic Party has driven us to that. So it's interesting that you blame us for it, because I always think liberals don't let you blame someone for being an AA. You know, you're a drug addict, your alcohol gets a disease. You're not to blame for it. Yeah, he's blaming you. Crenshaw says, stop insulting Americans just because they vote for someone you don't like. And by the way, I didn't mention who Dan Crenshaw was. He's the guy who lost his eye. He was, I think, a Navy SEAL. Lost his eye fighting for the country, and they made fun of him on Saturday Night Live. Was that kid Pete Davidson, I think is his name, made fun of him on Saturday Night Live, and then he came on later, and Davidson apologized to him, and the two of them did a skit together. But Crenshaw castigated Johnson for comparing Trump to Hitler, saying it was intellectually dishonest and a huge insult to millions of Jews who died under Nazi Germany. He followed up by saying, if you want to insult President Trump, at least you're picking on someone your own size, someone who could fight back. But when you go on to insult, degrade, and demean tens of millions of Americans who voted for him, to call them drug addicted, uneducated, unhappy alcoholics, that's a cowardly form of politics. No matter how much I disagree with you in Congress, I will never ever insult the good Americans who voted for you. I will never paint an entire half of the country as deplorables or fools or dregs of society. I'll never do it. And if I ever do, you better call me out on it, because I can't imagine a worse form of leadership. These people are exercising their right, their voice, the only way they can, which is through their vote. They don't have a TV show. They don't have a radio show. They don't have a weekly column, by the way, I have all of them, or a big social media following. They have a vote. And you use your public platform to insult and demean them. This is not the behavior we expect from a member of Congress. So I'll leave you with this. Pick on someone your own size. Pick on me if you like. My office will be right down the hall from yours. I'll see you in Washington. So I thought that was a great answer. Yeah, I was right with just my memory. He's considered a rising star and garnered national acclaim for his handling of being mocked for his war wounds by Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson by reaching out a hand of civility and support when Davidson was thought to be suicidal. Crenshaw's rebuke of Johnson has so far been ignored by the mainstream media, is only being covered by conservative outlets like Daily Caller and the Washington Examiner. Interesting, isn't it? Can't even get the media to cover it. When we do something genuinely nice and honest and raw and good for the America and the world, can't even get the media to cover it. All right. By the way, the media didn't cover the fact the U.S. military killed al-Qaeda operative who was behind the U.S. coal bombing. I'm trying to find his name here. Jawal al-Badawi. They killed him. That's under Trump's leadership. And you say, well, Trump didn't do it. No. But Obama didn't kill Osama either, now, did he? Or was Obama crawling in the weeds with a knife in his mouth, and he jumped in Osama bin Laden's face and stabbed him to death? I don't think he did that. But he got credit for it, didn't he? So why isn't Trump getting credit for killing this low-life loser? Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.